Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello and welcome to another Future Proof Me mini episode.
These episodes share a simple nugget of an idea, a piece of advice, or thought-provoking insight to help us all thrive in future.
This week's nugget is from the fashion entrepreneur Caroline Issa. She's the CEO of The Tank Group, which includes the revered global fashion and culture magazine, Tank Magazine.
We really loved Caroline's openness to unexpected and unfamiliar opportunities. And let's face it, with technology and a pandemic, we're all having to deal with unfamiliar territory these days, aren't we?
We certainly are. And you're right about Caroline. Her willingness to embrace doing things she hasn't done before, even when she's not sure she knows how to be successful with them, has worked so well for her.
Yes, she really channels the magic of saying yes, if you ask me.
Indeed. Caroline has learnt that taking that leap of faith repeatedly has really paid off. Here she is now.
I have said yes.
Yeah.
The thing I think that defines my career is that I say yes a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like to put myself in situations that I am uncomfortable in.
Yeah.
In the sense of kind of career expansion. And so I do a lot of things that I, on paper, don't know how to do. But I like to think that I'm resourceful and I listen and I learn, and every kind of new experience has built up this fantastically kind of complex floral pattern that I can pull on, and it means that I'm open up to a lot of new possibilities.
Others listening who may be offered similarly sort of opportunities where they haven't had the direct experience might have absolutely said to themselves, no, I'm not ready yet. No, I couldn't do that. What is it that you would crystallize, you know, if someone in that situation came to you for advice? What is it that makes you be able to say yes?
I think I would say, you're a highly capable person. What's the worst that can happen? Why not, if you're interested in this, why not try it, you know, and put your heart and soul into it. And if you're passionate about it, like, something good will come out of this, whether it's a learning, whether it's a beautiful product. You know, I just think people have to say yes more often. I think people have to take themselves out of the boxes that we sort of put ourselves in. And I think there's I get so many emails or direct messages from lawyers or management consultants and bankers, people who've sort of read about my history and say, like, I love fashion. Like, how do I get into the fashion world? And I'm just like, email somebody that you love, shadow somebody that you love, go to a fashion show and ask a designer if you can work backstage. Just put yourself in a position where you're doing something new and you're learning and you're sort of putting yourself out there. Because if you don't put yourself out there, nobody, one, is going to know. And I think the more that I said yes to weird new opportunities, other brands or other partners were sort of saying, huh, why can't we consider Caroline? She could do this. You know, I've just been asked by a very incredible luxury brand to potentially work on a really big project. And I've never done anything like it. And I was putting together the proposal this week and going, can I do this? Like, I don't know. I'm terrified. But I just said, like, if I said no, I would regret it for the rest of my life. And really, I have such a great network to draw into. Like, if I really can't do it, I can ask somebody who can help me and I can get there and I can get to the answer. You know, if I had to tell myself anything, if I could tell my younger, newly entrepreneurial self, it would just be, just go with the flow. You know, don't overthink. There will be opportunities that come your way that you just cannot plan for. And I feel like we just can't plan for anything. All I know is that with Tank, we can only continue to strive to put out timeless content that will reverberate and will stick around and be relevant in 10 years as well. And kind of continually question and not sort of sit still. And I can tell you for sure, like, the next 5 years of me and Tank are not going to look anything like the last 5 years.
So day to day, as you wonder about how the next 5 years will unfold, you know, do you have sort of a motto or a saying to keep you going?
I do. And I've said it so often, but my mom gave me a book once that says, that was like, the title is Feel the Fear, but Do It Anyway.
Great book.
Great book. And really, I don't remember anything inside. I just remember the title at this point. And it's how I live my life. It's sort of, I put myself in positions, you know, I say yes to opportunities, like I said, that I don't feel comfortable or I don't feel like it's 100% that I can deliver, even though I know I will deliver at 150%. But I like feeling that fear. And I've come to live with that sort of like enjoyable buzz of not knowing what's next and being okay with that. And I think as an entrepreneur, you just have to live with the fear of unknown and learn how to live with that on a daily basis.
What great advice that was from Caroline.
Indeed. The power of saying yes to opportunities and backing yourself is invaluable because, as Caroline said, you can always ask someone to help you if you're not sure how to proceed.
That's right. It was also really refreshing and wise that Caroline confided that she knows her business in the next 5 years won't look anything like it did in the past 5 years, given the pace of change, and she's come to accept that the future is an unknown.
And that right now is very wise, in my opinion.
So true.
Well, that's this mini episode done and dusted. Don't forget to stay on top of all that we're sharing with our community here at Don't Stop Us Now by signing up for our weekly emails. You'll find tips, useful resources, and of course, information on what you can listen to next.
Indeed. Sign up at our website, don'tstopusnow.co. See you there. Ciao for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.